Shavua Tov, today's daf is daf Zayin. And we're up to the top. Rav Yehuda Omer, Mistei HaIlan Kedarko, Mistei HaLavan Shelo Kedarko. So the way in which one would trap the Ishut, which we said was probably a mole, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, from a Stei Lavan where the damage isn't great, is only Shelo Kedarko. Tana Rabbanu, Ketzad Kedarko, what do we mean? What's the normal way of trapping an Ishut? Chofer Guma V'Tola B'Metzuda. What you do is you dig a hole down into the burrow, and you put a Metzuda, you hang a Metzuda, and then when it gets trapped in the Metzuda, you take it out through the hole that you made. That you could do for a Stei Lavan. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that you can only trap in the Stei Lavan? All that you could do is you can insert a pole, bang it in with a hammer, and then you loosen, you keep banging on the ground, it causes a collapse of the burrow, and that crushes the animal, or traps the animal. That's how Rashi learns it. The Rambam learns that this is just the only shinui is how you get the trap in. You don't have the trap hanging normally with a string from the outside, but that you force it in through the hole like that. It does, doesn't it? But I mean, if you think of actually needing to dig 3 or 4 feet down with a big, you know, the wide enough thing for a trap, it's not that much. Tanya, here's different Gersosovists who said this. Some of them Gamliel, Reb Elazar bar Yochai. Omer, kishaomru mistei lavan shelo kedarko. So the Tosfos understands the gears that we have over here, amru, or kishaomru. So then, therefore, it's a reference to Rav Yehuda. In other words, when Rav Yehuda said that we are limited to stei lavan shelo kedarko, that's only lo amru lo mistei lavan as buchala ir. It's only when the grain field is in an area where it's not up close to orchards. Avod mistei lavan as buchala stei ha'ilan. If this field is near an orchard, so then, I mean, what do we need to wait until disaster strikes? I mean, you might as well get it now. Because if you look at Kedarko, Shema Yetzu Mistei Alavan V'Yachrivu Et Ha'Ilanot. I mean, what's so difficult for them to cross the boundary from one field into the next? So then, of course, since the whole point over here is to be Monea, I have said, and we said you're allowed to do that B'Moed, so we need to do that even in the Stei Lavan, if it's near the Stei Ilanot. We're also allowed to wall up a break in a wall. Kate said, "Mikarin." Rav Yosef Amar Behutzav Adafna. Rav Yosef says the way we do this is a way, of course, b'shinui, not because obviously the Mishnah contrasts b'shvi is bonei kedarko, so this is shelo kedarko. What is kedarko? Dav Zayin there, Dav Indish. Huzav Adafna. Rashi always learns Huzav Adafna based on the Oruch that Huzza is the Huzay Ilan of the Huzza of the palm, which we've met in Sukkos a lot, which are the hardened branches. Daphne learns as a Daphne tree, which is, what do we call that in English? Bay tree. Yeah. So that it's easy to, as we support their thick interwoven leaves on the bay, and we support those leaves with Daphne. So it's sort of an intercross that's supported by the Hutza, and it's filled by the Daphne. Others learn that Daphne actually is not a name of a tree, it's just a word for Daph. In other words, you can use poles, but there's a poles that are supposed to support the branches of the Hutza. A different way of learning it. But the idea is the same, as I would say, it's a shinui, basically. The Masni Satana, in a bright that says Tsar, actually, you can build up its roar, you can build up a pile of stones, but in otach petit, you don't actually seal up the stones with cement. And look, it could be that these are not, I mean, it's difficult to believe Rabbi Yosef is arguing in the bright. I mean, maybe he's talking about building with wood, and that's over there talking about an alternative. You can even build with bricks, or with a, as long as you don't do it completely. Omer of Chista, this limitation is loshana lebekotel hagina. We're talking about over here, I mean, it's not really going to be a major disaster if people get into your garden. It's not a major hefse. So, Kotel Gina, we don't want you to build it normally, because you don't have to keep out thieves. Kotel HaChatzer, if you have a Kotel HaChatzer, which Tosfos explains, we mean over here Kotel HaChatzer, which is open to the Reshut Rabim. So then people could come in. I mean, they can burglarize your home. So then, Bonei Kedarko, then even during Chol HaMoed, it's necessary to build normally and to make a full wall there. Lema Misayeale, let's see if we can bring a Raya. Kotel HaGochel Reshut Rabim. If you have a wall that is leaning into Reshut HaRabim during the Moed, now that's dangerous. So then, Soter Ubonei Kedarko, You can destroy that wall. If you have to destroy that wall, you rebuild it normally. Mipnei ha-sakana. Well, so what does that prove? I mean, that's mipnei ha-sakana, but ha-tam kidiktani taima, mipnei ha-sakana. I mean, it says why you can do that. You can do that mipnei ha-sakana. Now, look, the correct girsa probably is like the kitve yad of some of the shas, in which the last piece of the next, the ikri amre, got transposed, and it's like so clear that that's what happened, that the what we should do here is we should skip a couple of lines down to, more than a couple of lines, to hatam nami listor. See where it says hatam nami listor? Like seven lines above the Mishnah line. So hatam nami listor velo livni. What do you mean, mipnei ha-sakana? Sakana only explains why you should be able to tear it down. It doesn't explain why you should build it up again. It was saying you could build it up, and it's a good riot of chistah. Why? He's saying it's not. No, says the Gemara, because in kein mimni velo soter. We have to be matir, mipnei ha-sakana, because if we want people to take care of the dangerous wall during the moed, to make sure nobody gets hurt, we have to allow them to rebuild. If we don't allow them to rebuild it now, they're not going to break down the wall and then allow themselves to be burglarized just to say, save a few lives. I mean, come on. You know, so we have to allow them to rebuild it, and that way we can take care of the dangerous wall problem. But it doesn't prove that if a wall had already broken down from before, that we give you a right to rebuild it. That doesn't say. So we don't have a right to refuse. Ikri Amri, now going back. Ikri Amri, Toshma, Kotel Agol Chalushut Rabim, Soter Ubone Kedarko Mipnei HaSakana. So you can now rebuild it because of the Sakana. Mashma only mipnei ha-sakana. Shelo mipnei ha-sakana lo. Uho. Leima tavit yuvta de Rav Chisda. So doesn't that show that Rav Chisda is wrong? Says Rav Chisda, oh, come on. There it's talking about soter the wall and boneh. I mean, that I understand. You have to be soter. So once you're soter, they're about, then we're matur the boneh. I'm talking about being boneh velo soter. I'm not going to allow you. You have a wall that you want to rebuild. I'm going to allow you to tear down the wall during Chol HaMoed. Of course not. So the only time I'm allowing you to tear down the wall is when there's a kanan. Once you tear down the wall, then my halacha kicks in. That once it's torn down, you're already allowed to rebuild. In which case, the following piece really doesn't make sense here at all, as you can see. And how would you read it? We're just supporting Rav Chisda now. We're saying that according to Rav Chisda, you could be boneh without. So what's the Gemara asking then? What's the kasha? We're saying Rav Chisda is right. So it really doesn't make sense here at all. This piece says Rav Ashi masnisa nami deka. Tiktaniu bashviit boneh kedarko. Let me ask you something. If the Mishnah has to tell me that during Shemitah I'm allowed to build it kedarki, what do you think that's talking about? A kotel of a chatzar? I need a Mishnah to tell me I'm allowed to build during Shviyas. What, suddenly I think there's an issur of building your Shviyas? Shnat Shabbaton Yel Haaretz means I can't do any malacha during Shviyas. Well, obviously I can build during Shviyas. What do I need a Mishnah to tell me that? So the Heicha, where is it referring to? Where is this broken wall? I mean, the chatzar, Tzricha L'meimah, I said, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me I'm allowed to build a wall in a chatzar. El Alav the Ginah. So the whole point is that the Mishnah was focusing on the wall of the Ginah, and over there it was saying, even though in Shemitah, Apagav the Mirse command of in the Tirut al Peri, that even though in Shemitah it looks like you're trying to fence in your Perot not to allow people in to be Mafkir as your Mechuyev to do, which is not the right thing to do, that Shema Amino were not Cheshish. But the only thing that the Mishnah was referring to was a Chotzer Gima. Therefore, when I, Rav Chisda, say, when he, Rashi Zimene, says that the Mishnah is only referring to a Kotel of a Gina, here I got a deal for you. Of course it's only referring to Kotel of a Gina. Otherwise, all Amshaka. The mission doesn't make sense. We'll have to do with Shemitah. So therefore, it's reasonable to say that Rav Chisda is right, that when it comes to the Kotel of a Chatzar over there, you have real hafzah, that people can come in and steal from you. And in Ochinami over there, you can even build Kedarku when you made this chiluk between Shvius and Moed. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ro'im et ha-negaim la'akel, avlo la'achmir. When it comes to Moed, and we want to avoid being mitzayer somebody from Moed, and there's a problem over here of a nega, we'll see exactly what case was in the Gemara. So to see a nega to be makel on the person that he should be able to now get out of his nega. So that's a simcha for him, that's okay, that will do. But you can't be machron on him now. to increase his tuma, you can't tell him any. You can't say that you're tummy. Whereas the chachamim omrim lo la'akel v'lo la'achmir. No, can't see it at all. Now we'll see what this is all about. Remember that we have various stages that this could be referring to. During we have, first of all, the initial re'iyah. It doesn't make sense. I mean, why? What possible good would there to be an initial re'iyah? I mean, you'll have to call it. Only bad can come of it. I mean, if he's tummy, he's in trouble. And if he's tar, he was tar before he came to the kohen. So it certainly doesn't make sense to be referring to that. Then we have two possible weeks of hezger. Let's say that he presents a nega without se'ar lavan, or without michyat basar chai in the nega. So then we have to now put him away to see whether the nega spread. That's called the week of hezger. Comes back after the week of hezger, as long as there's still no simonim that have presented themselves. And we'll see later that that would be rare, that they would present themselves if they weren't there l'chatchila. So the main thing that the hezger is about is to detect whether there's any spreading. Oh, so now, if he wouldn't see any spreading, he could be matayer him. And even if he could really only be matayer if there wasn't spreading, plus there was a change in the nega, that it was now a color that was not as chomer, according to some, that wasn't chomer b'chlal, wasn't nega b'chlal. This is a major machlokes in Rishonim, what exactly it takes. But it's possible to get the guy out of hezger after the first week. And even if l'maisa, there hasn't been a change in the nega, as long as there hasn't been pisayon, we'll stick him into hezger for another time. So there it makes sense, could be referring to that. I mean, we're over there, he's not going to be any worse off, and we see maybe we can get out of hezger, and worse comes to worse, he'll still be in hezger. So he's not worse off than he was before, and probably we're not going to be machlid him, that we'll see. Then we have, of course, the status of chilut. Now, chilut, to go from hezger to chilut is a problem. You're certainly going to be worse off, because during Yemei Achlato, if he definitely has a nega, then you got the priyah, primat begadim, and you have the tamei yikra, and it's, people are going to start staying away from him. There's even a machlokas over here. I mean, Tosis brings Rashi Shita, which this Rashi isn't here, but Tosis brings Rashi Shita, where there's a difference between the Shiluach with Slamachana, which Tosis says that doesn't, or difference, and that doesn't make sense. I mean, we just had the story in Megillah that Rashi holds over here that a Muzgar is not Mishtarech with the Shalosh Machanes, where the Mishnah is perish, and Tosis points out Rashi seems clearly have a rot from that, because it says, Ein Bein Muzgar Lemuchlat, and it's Priya Prima. It's not the difference between the Shiluach, nor is it the difference between Tash Vishamita, which Rashi also assumes over here that a Muzgar is definitely Osir B'Tash Vishamita, which may not be the case. He doesn't know where he gets such a thing from. I mean, it just doesn't add up to him. But we'll go through the Shitas as we go through the Gemara. But certainly that's going to be, there's two problems that are Vada associated, which is Priya and Prima, which is the need to allow his Begadim to alter his the cuffs of his begadim and to allow his hair to grow in the tummy yikra. And then there's a psychological problem, which is Tosis points out, and the Rush points out, as long as the guy is in hezger, he's basically believing that there's a way out of this. I mean, once he's muchlat, the only thing that's going to get him out of it is if there's an actually ripui of the nega, and then he doesn't know where to turn. So definitely it's not going to be a big simchas yanta for him to go from hezger to hezger. That's for sure. Even if it wouldn't be a technical nafkamina. Koshkim is a technical nafkamina. People are going to start staying away from him. Tummy yikra. Who wants to? That's the whole point. So there is that difference. Now, how about if he's already muchlat? Then we have another stage, because between the muchlat stage and the taira, there is svira shivas nekiyim. The problem with svira shivas nekiyim is that during that period he has to remain mechutz la'ohalo, which means that he's osir on his wife. Now, there's a machlokus whether that would have been the case when he was mishaleach with shalosh machanais. Was he also osir b'tashmish hamitar? Now, if you hold he wasn't, so then he's worse off because now he's also meruchuk from his wife. Now the question is, what's better? To be meruchuk from your wife, but closer to society, or closer to society? But that's already a question, as we'll see later on. But these are all issues that we need to take into consideration, and which we're about to do now in the Gemara. So then we have our stages straight. We can think about, all right, what are you eating there, David? Come on. I mean, is it steak? Yeah, it's taken an awfully long time. A drug? Time. Rabbi Meir Omer Ro'im et Anega Im Lahakel. He says in our Mishnah, we can be Ro'im Negoim Lahakel Avala Lahak. Rabbi Yossi, so here we find out who the Chachomim are, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Lahakel Avala Lahakmer. I'll tell you why, Sir Rabbi Yossi. There's no such thing as only being roe lahakel. Because imata niskak lahakel, niskak laf lachmer. You have no choice in the matter. Because we'll see later on, he learns this out from the posik of letaharo o letamo, which means that the kohen is constrained to either be matarim or to be matarim. He can't decide, well, I'll give him the good news, but not the bad news. I mean, it's either the bad news or the good news, as the case may be, according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, there's no way to do it. Because if you want it, you want to take the chance, you're already getting into the possibility of ruining his yontif. So better not to take the chance. Says Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, your indivrei Rabbi Meir b'muzgar. Makes sense to me that Rabbi Meir, who says we should seal a hakel, that makes sense when he's a muzgar. Because then we can get him out of there. And it makes sense not to see, like Rabbi Yossi is saying, b'muchlat, because b'muchlat, you're going to have a problem. Now, we're going to go back to this in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to analyze what the basis of this would be. Omar Rava, Rava says further, b'tahor kulei amelot pligi lo chazor. If the guy is tahor right now and is presenting a nega for the first time, I mean, obviously, what would the point of being raya? For that, nobody would say we would be raya. B'hezger rishon kulei amelot pligi lo chazor. If it's the first hezger, so now it's the end of the first 7 days, you can't go wrong, basically. Because even if the Kohen can't be Matayer him, he's still only going to be an Hezger. Now this is very troublesome. As Tosfos points out, why is he still going to be an Hezger? I mean, that's only if the Nega remained the same. And there was no Pisayon, so then there'll be Hezger. But who's to say that there won't be a presentation of Simonim, either Sar Lavan or Michyat Basar Chai? I mean, why isn't that a danger? So one possibility that Tosfos explores is that the Pasuk, the Taharo, the Tam'o, is indeed only when you get to the T-junction, which is at the end of the second Hezger. There, you have to turn either right or left, the Taharo, the Tam'o. But when you're holding on the first Hezger, you have an option of going straight ahead. So there, the Torah didn't say Letaharo Letamo, which is a very interesting story. Then you can keep going in Hezger. Very interesting. And there, the Kohen isn't Mechuyev. Even if there would have been, he's not Mechuyev to say that you're Tamo. It's a big Kiddush, and he says, you know, it's a little dark, like I didn't see that anywhere. I mean, basically, but that's his suggestion. There are other he has another suggestion, which has been the topic of so much arguments and writing. What exactly does it mean? It's a very, very schwer approach that it brings from Rabbeinu Yitzchak. But there are other suggestions that address it simply, which is, just statistically speaking, if a nega has not presented a simon in the beginning, it's not reasonable that it's going to present a simon at the end of Hezger. Normally the simon comes with a nega. If it's that type of nega that has a mechia in it, so then it shows that it's that type of nega when it first approached. If it's a nega that's going to change the hair, it's part of the nega. The hair would have changed. Normally, the only problem that you have at the end of the first week of Hezger consists of pisayon. By the way, the rush is pshat, which is unique in the nature of Hezger. And he's medayik this from the pasuk. He says in the pasuk, "Vizgiru et hanega." It doesn't say at hanagua. This is a nega. So therefore, he argues with Klav. Rashi said, "Hezger, the guy's basically in jail. I mean, he's in his house, getting, you know, it's a house arrest, you know." And I mean, he uses that as in the sugi as well to determine why it's better for him to get out. But the Rosh learns that "Vizgiru et hanega" means you cover the nega. You cover the nega to make sure that there wouldn't be any rubbing away of the nega during the course of that we can actually see it properly the next time. Or you cover it, meaning that you cover the edges with color so that you can see whether there's been any spreading into the area that you colored. That's just an interesting sight. Okay, but in any event, when it comes now, so to Hezger Rishon, what's wrong? You can only get advantage out of that, or, the other suggestion is, in such a case that Cohen is allowed to shush because he doesn't have to be Letaro Letamo, and therefore he can see to it that you only got an advantage. But keep pleading and Machlokas is Hezger Sheni. So over there in Hezger Sheni, now indeed he could end up being Muchlat if he is not going to be tar, he's going to be in worse shape because now he has to do priya and prima, and he's going to be psychologically devastated, not knowing when he's ever going to get out of this. That's why they call it muchlat, after all. So mar savar b'kohen talya milta. So Rabbi Meir holds. Look, but the kohen is not mechuyev to give him the bad news. Talk to the kohen. So therefore, itame, if he sees bad news, so shati, he just has to be quiet. And if he's quiet, then the person won't enter his state of achlat. He doesn't have to be machlat. And what's wrong? Mar Sovar, we'll wait till afterwards. Wait till after Yom Tov.
And then
you'll
tell him.
Yeah, ultimately you're mechuyev to tell him. Umar, we see, we learn not from a pasuk, you have a right not to ruin his Yom Tov. Umar Sovar, le Taharo, le Tam Oktiv. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, that's not to the Kohen. If you go, once you, the most you can do is you cannot see a nega. That we learn out from the pasuk. Biyomei ra'ot. Fine. Don't look. But once you look, then you're mechuyav to tell him. Either lataro or latamo. So what kind of eitz is this? So at this point, the second hezker, you can easily ruin things for him and make them a lot worse by being machlid him. And therefore, you'll have to tell him and there's therefore more kedai for us not to see it bechlal. Yeah, but even if it's understood, it's not kaveh the din. Actually, some do say that, by the way. Some taina that's the svara, that if it's a question of psychological tzar, I mean, the guy knows he's in big trouble. Even though he may not have the din yet, a pri or prima, but the question of his psychological devastation, how are you going to avoid it if he doesn't say anything? Exactly. That's Barnea's approach. Only good can come if right. The guy has the truth.
Still, I mean, he doesn't have to see it again a few days later, you know?
Huh? Would not necessarily have to. I mean, that's the whole question of a chazaka. Mm-hmm. But actually, mentioning chazaka is interesting. There's some rishonim who use that as the answer to Tosafos Kashi. Yes, that we can rely on a chazaka in terms of that there's no, there hasn't been seir love. And that's okay, so the chazaka tells us that's not going to change. Pisayon is the norm. So Pisayon, we have to be. You know, once it's there, if it appears, then it spreads. Omar Mar. Now, let's get back to that other thing that Rebbe said. I mean, this is what this understanding Rava. Okay, I understand. If it makes a lot of sense, we've analyzed the stages and at what point we would have the machlokas of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. But what's interesting is Rebbe's comment about, I mean, obviously, Rebbe's saying Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Meir themselves argue across the board, whatever the board is. I mean, Rava defines the board. Okay. But I'm telling you, says Rebbe, that maybe not mitzad the same of Rabbi Yossi, but what Rabbi Yossi is saying makes a lot of sense when it comes to the Mukhlat, and what Rabbi Meir says makes a lot of sense when it comes to the Muzgar. Now, we don't know what the reason for that is yet, but first the Gemara wants to point out that even what Rabbi says contradicts another version in the Brisa of what Rabbi says. Vatanya Ibcha. There's a Brisa that says exactly the opposite, which is really strange, that according to Rabbi, Nirin Devi Rabbi Yossi, the Muzgar. And Divrei Rabbi Meir b'muchlat. Now, how do you explain that? Says the Gemara, well, I mean, often we find, Tanoihi, we find different Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash of Rebbe, different approaches, and remember that Rebbe himself learned the Mishnah, as the Gemara says, 13 different ways. So there were many approaches that came out of the Beis HaMedrash of Rebbe, and this was a different approach. What is it dependent on? It's dependent on whether a person prefers a social context or a person prefers an intimate context. So Marsova, Safta Bi'alma is Adifle. Umar Savar Safta the Ishto Adifale. An Afkamina would be, let's say, if you hold that Safta the Ishto is Adifle, the way Rashi is learning, remember. So that would mean that it would be Kedai to see someone who was a Muskar, if now he's an Ezger Sheni, because if you'll be Matayrim, so for sure everything is going to be good, right? And if you're going to be Matayrim and Machlet him, so what's going to happen? He's going to lose now Safsa the Inche, right? But that doesn't matter because Safsa the Ishta is out of his happy with Safsa the Ishta. Again, this is all with Rashi's approach, okay? Because this is Rashi's unique approach, which seems to be contradictory, as Tosfos points out, contradictory to the Mishnah Megillah. So I can't understand where he gets it from. But, I mean, based on this sugya, it makes a lot of sense now. You're saying we want to give this guy the possibility of being completely tar, which will really make his yantar, that'll be great, out of Hezger. And look, you know, worst comes to worst. Basically, he's going to end up losing the ability to be with people because they're going to be shaloh chutz shalosh machanais, which is just what's out anyway. Shaloh chutz machanais, shaloh zayin bein muskel machlat. Fine, but again, according to Rashi's approach, and at this point he's going to have tzafsa the ishto, which is that as this points out. I mean, again, whatever machlokas would apply to the din of the muchlat before svira would apply to the din of the muskar. So I don't know what Rashi's talking about. There's no basis for saying that muskar is a different din in terms of tzafsa the ishto, which Rashi's saying that he would be usher than the case of the Mukhlad, as we'll see what the basis is later on from the Kal Vachomer. So, but in any event, since that's the case, if you hold Tzavsa the Ishto is Adifle, so it makes sense to see him behezger, because even if we're machlet him, everything would be okay, because he's allowed to be with his wife during Yemei Hechlet. But if he's already a mukhlat, according to this, Rebbe would say, then I think Rebbe Yossi makes a lot of sense. Because what are you going to do? You're going to be matayer him. What's the big deal? You'll be matayer him, so he's going to be able to get back into the machana. But that's a social context. He prefers an intimate context. Once you retire him, he has to now engage in his 7 days of sphira, which he's also to be with his wife. That's not happy for him. He'd rather be with his wife than to be with people. So what? You're not going to do him any good if you're going to be matayer him. So what would be the point of being matayer him according to Rebbe Yossi? So because the tzar he's going to have is because he's missing tzavs to the yishto. So therefore, I mean, all of this would be consistent with an approach that tzavs to the yishto somet is adifle. On the other hand, if you hold that tzavs to the alma is adifle, so then in fact the near and dear Rebbe Meir lahakel when it comes to the muchlat. Because, look, I mean, we certainly would like to get the back. Let's say we're going to be matamiyim. So, all right, so we're matamiyim. So what? There's not going to be more tamay than before. If you're matire him, so then he's very happy because now he's got a social life again. He's missing his wife. Tzafter yama adifle. I mean, he'd rather have a social context. So let's give him his social context. That at least we have over there. Divrei Rebbe Yossi, according to this, makes more sense b'muskar, because if you're going to be matamiyim, then he's going to have to go out chutz shalosh machmes. Again, Rashi's approach, that only then he goes out chutz shalosh machmes. If he goes out chutz shalosh machmes, he's going to be losing tzafter yama. Now, Tosis has to change this, of course, because it says it's ridiculous. There is no difference in terms of Shalosh Machmes. Right? So how does he understand the Tzavs and the Alma? Tzavs and the Alma, he understands as being a result of Tamei Tamei Yikra. So it's one thing to be Chutz Shalosh Machmes, but another thing to have to go around announcing that I'm Tamei, and then that really turns people off. I mean, you know, so Mamela, he's not going to have many friends. I mean, I know good old Shi, you know, he's going to go out and he'll be friends with himself. But most people, or Mashiach, you know, he takes care of the lepers, but most people are not going to exactly be encouraged to be close to this guy. That's how Tosfos has to learn. I mean, according to him, you have a whole different approach, because Adiflay is just according to Tosfos, so it doesn't really matter all that much throughout. Because according to him, anyway, the nafkaminas are minimal. I'm just saying, if that's what he really cares about, it won't bother him that much to be in the other state. That's how Tosfos has to learn, because there's no improvement.
Said in the dark, Chazi, the valley of
Oziyim. Wow, yeah, that's interesting. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So what are you saying now? You're saying that hold on a second. Safsadish. You're telling me there's a reason why we would want to get him out of a state of hechlet. You're saying, therefore, it's nearer Divrei Rebbe Meir. Hold on. So you mean, in other words, you're saying that not to get him out of a state of hechlet. So in other words, you're saying that a muchlat was mutter b'tash b'shamita, and only now that he has to count the shivas v'kiyim is usher? Wow. I always thought chutz l'shoresh machlas meant he has to go away from his home, be away from his wife. I guess I was wrong. So tomorrow, you're wrong. In v'atanyan. Indeed, we learn it out from the Pasuk. It says over here, as he starts now his Svira, it says, V'rachatz b'mayim, V'taher, V'chayav ha'olam ha'chaneh, and then V'yashuv mikutz ha'olot shivas yamim, and you have your Svira of shivas yamim kutz ha'olot. Now there it's Aser B'tash B'shamita, because Ohalo we know means Ishto, always, like it says by Har Sinai, Lechem Orlam Shuvu Lechem Lo'alechem, which is clearly a reference to the end of the Isser of being with a woman that were the Shloshes of Mehagbalah, right? So here it's telling me that there is a Isser now subsequent to the Hechlet. And Rabbi Yehuda, some have the Girsi here, Rebbe, and that's Mashma later on, and it's Rabbi Yehuda and Ossi, that Shivas Yomim Yisaprulo, now this is a little bit funny, this Shivas Yomim Yisparulo is an insertion over here from Yechezkel, and it does not seem to belong, and indeed Tosus brings from the Teres Karnim, Ochigar Sinan, Shivas Yomim. So that is just darshaning that Shivas Yomim in the same posit, not the Shivas Yomim Yisparulo, that Shivas Yomim, which means these Shivas Yomim, which are Yomei Sefiro, are the only time that he has to be now Chutz Le'ohalo, Dafka the Shivas Yomei Sefiro, Velo Yomei Chaluto. So therefore, Rebbe is darshaning that indeed taking for granted that b'yemei chiluto he was mutter b'ishtai, and b'yemei sefira he will be usher b'ishtai, that everybody is made as very shvut v'yoyalai. So now we have to take it to very serious consideration. What is more advantageous for a person? To be allowed back into society, but to be kept away from his wife, or to be, remain out of society, but to be able to be intimate with his wife? So those two issues would define the two ways that Rebbe understood the nirin, whether it's nirin Rebbe Meir or nirin backwards Rebbe Yossi, depending on which one the guy likes better.
His good outside the machane, or where was the hezger?
That would depend on what the hezger. No, the hezger is in his home.
And the muhlat.
At most,
the
muhlat. If it's an ear with kedusha, like what they are chayim, so then it's what's the ear? It's the outside of the chalma.
So the whole
hotel. There's hotels. What's the chalma? Leper. There's leper. The Hilton leper. What do you mean?
The city hotels. Howard Johnson.
When in the Grand
Road. What? The Grand Road. What? That's right. That was the wooden flag in there. That was a quarantine.
That's right. It was. It was out of town.
The wooden flag in your wives. Nobody in there.
Oh my. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, how can you learn that? On the contrary, if the Torah is telling me that even during the Shivat Yemei Sefiro, when you're already half Tahor already, right? The Kavachomer Yemei Chaluto, I mean, isn't it taken for granted that during Yemei Chaluto, for sure it should be Aser, be Ishta. Yom Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia says, look, I can tell you that I myself, Danti Lifnei Rabbi, I pointed out to Rabbi that Limadetenu Rabbeinu, when you analyze the whole story in Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu gives 65 years to the Yechat Ephraim Mi'am. So you worked it out that according to this, it would mean that Uziyahu must have been born, of Yota must have been born to Uziyahu while Uziyahu was already a Mukhlat. Because otherwise you don't have enough years left for the... Okay, Tosfos has a whole question because really we should start counting from the Rash, because the Rash came at the same time of the... But he works it out. So, Bimei Chaluto, and so what? You know, so maybe Uziyahu was a bad boy. I mean, what's the Raya from Uziyahu? So it's interesting, somebody shown in Mutaina that we would never have allowed Yotam the Malchut if he had been born be Isser.
It's
amazing. I mean, this is called an Isser, not an Isser Chitun. I mean, it's amazing, but it's a very fascinating Shita that would be the Raya. Or Stam, we're assuming that obviously, I mean, these people were Gdela Yoelam, and he's going to sleep with Isser because David Avedis are a little bit. I mean, certainly, they are, so obviously. Of course. What's the shame? So in any event, so you see that obviously Bimei Chaluto is allowed to sleep with his wife. That's exactly what I said. This is the smach that Rabbi Yehuda referred to earlier. Rabbi Yehuda said, Dafka, Bimei Sefiros, indeed Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's what I said, meaning that's what the writer carried in my name indeed. So, B'maika Miflge, what over here is the machlokus between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava, Goli, Rachmona, Bimei Sefiro, V'koshki, Bimei Chaluto. I mean, why isn't it a Kalvachomer? Umar Sava, Marshain Ken, Rabbi holds, my de Goli, Goli, my de Lo, Goli, Lo, Goli. The Tosu says, I mean, it doesn't explain very much. That's what we started with. You're telling me B'maika Miflge. I mean, what is this? Why wouldn't Rebbe be Darish this Kalvachomer? He said, Tos isn't sure. He said, I don't know, maybe there's some Pirach on the Kalvachomer. Or, he says, maybe the pshat is that the Shivas Yomim is Mashba Shivas Yomim. That was only 7 days, that's the point. And you can't learn out more from that. Others say, I mean, from the Rashi, it's because the Inyan is that he holds that the whole Inyan, we'll see later on in the Sugya, that there's Chidushim, you can't learn that. The Inyanim of Chidushim that we learn later on from Tumas Bayis of Nega, that Negoyim is a Chidush, and therefore you don't have a right to Dashim one from the other. but the nicest crowd, somebody got Ronim or Machadish, that maybe the point is like this. The most you could learn out from Yumei Sefiro would be the Shivas Yom, because Dayai. So that would mean that you're not really learning out for Yumei Chalutai. I mean, how can you learn out more? You're given it to 7 days, he's supposed to be a Kutsualoi. So Mamela, because of that, I can learn out 7 years, he should be a Kutsualoi. So then there's a problem of Dayai. What's the problem of Dayai? I can't arbitrarily say 7 days out of the Yumei Chalutai. That's ridiculous. That's an interesting question. Okay. So, but in any event, everybody seems to take for granted that it's all basically up to the Kohen. In other words, whether you're all the Rebbe Meir or whether you're all the Rebbe Yossi, I mean, Rebbe Yossi, fine. Rebbe Yossi says the Kohen doesn't have a choice. But Lamaisi's made it that you don't, if you're not Rayan, you're not Rayan. He just says, don't be Raya for one way only, right? But he agrees that, okay, so therefore don't be Raya at all. What do you mean don't be Raya? I mean, isn't it a reality of whatever it is, no? So how do we know that it's really Negayim is not a state until it is so defined by the Kohen? I mean, how do we take that for granted? That's what you seem to be saying over here. Says the Gemara, indeed, B'Kohen Talia Milta, the entire state of Negayim, Tumas Negayim, is a function of the announcement of the Kohen. Because of Atanya, it says Beferish in the Braita, we dashin from Ubiyom Heraot Bo Basar Chayitma. What do you mean Ubiyom Heraot? It should just say Ubeheraot Bo Basar Chay. What's after with the Yom? So what it's coming to tell me is, well, it's not every day that it would be Heraot Bo. In other words, there are days that maybe we wouldn't look. So from there we learn Yesh Yom Shataro Ebo, Yesh Yom Shiataro Ebo. There are days that it's better not to look. What are those days? So Mikan Amru Chatan. You don't want to ruin the chasana. So if he has a nega on his person, we give him a 7 days. And in his house, or in his clothing, lo, lepeito, lechzuto. Or, beregel, somebody has a nega, again, either on his person, or on his, in his house, or his begot, no, no, shemets yimeyam regel. Did Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Omer, as Rebbe says over here, hey, not sorry. You don't have to come on to biyome ra'otpo. Because Rebbe Omer, doesn't it say beferish when it comes to nigei botim? It says, v'tziva ko'enu pinu et abayit, b'terem yavoa ko'en, lirot et nega. What the heck is that supposed to mean? What you don't know won't hurt you? The Kohen should say, look, I'm on my way, you know, you don't want to get anything tummy, get everything out of the house, what do you mean? I mean, if it'll turn out to be tummy, so everything was in the house. You see from there, then Enochinami. It's totally on the Kohen. I mean, what else could that mean? How can you read that pasuk without recognizing that that's what it means? And why do you need a pasuk tummy yeshiyom shata roya? So it says, v'tivako, enu v'inu atabayit. I mean, I ask you, l'dvar, I mean, which means that basically, we can now put things off, so just to get you, in order not to become tamei. So, I mean, it's a koshkin with var mitzvah, is for sure. Chasen regel, this mitzvah. That's worse than upino asabai. So now, maybe now is that there practical nafkamina between the drosha of ubiyom heraotpo and the drosha. I mean, actually, it's better than a drosha, it's a vetiva akaye. There's no nafkamina la halacha. It's a question of where we look to the ikar drosha. V'rav amarav says, what do you mean? It makes tremendous nafkamina. If you learn it out from the of the Yesh Yom Shataro Ebos, you can only learn the first level that the Torah is allowing. The Torah is allowing Yom. Okay, so what is that Yom? Queen Victoria's birthday. I mean, the Yom obviously is the Tzarech HaMitzvah. Now, if I have less of a Tzarech, I don't have another drusha to tell me I can put it out. You'll say, what do you mean? It says V'tzivak, right? V'tzivak is a reference to Batim. Maybe there's a big difference between Nige Batim and the Nega on the Or. How do you know you have a right to learn from one to the other? So maybe when it comes to Nigei Batim, you can put it out for Dvar Rishus. When it comes to Nigei Ha'or, so then you're limited to Dvar Mitzvah. Whereas according to Rebbe, who says, no, from Nigei Batim, I can already establish what the din would be obvious if it comes out for convenience. We could put it off. That's not a big nafkamina. For Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look, mi'asim lo gamrina de chiddush. I'm saying that the Dvar Rishus, I disagree with Rebbe. Rebbe's saying Dvar Rishus? From where? From Batim. Batim is a tremendous chiddush. What's the chiddush? Because normally, eitzim v'avonim bi'ama lo metamas. Did you ever hear such a thing that pshutekli yitzim makabal tuma? And here we're talking about eitzim v'avonim. That's a question whether that's the eitzim v'avonim. It's supposed to be said, it's lav davka. If you read eitzim v'avonim, it means the eitzim v'avonim of the home. Masha'enken, what he's really talking about in the Mishnah and the Goyim, it's afilo chavile kash and chavile teven.
Inside out.
Yeah, so in other words, it means even not the goof of the stam, that the Torah's b'chadesh, upino means that even things that normally we wouldn't have thought would be makabel tumor. Chochem et tamu. And therefore you cannot learn out from one from the other. And Rebbe says, it's true. In other words, the truth is that even though now the Tumas Gufay, I'm learning it out from over here, there's two completely different sukkim. One is referring indeed to Tumas Gufay, and one is referring to the Tumas Batim. And I'll explain to you why I agree that, of course, you need your part. All I'm saying is that having established that the Torah allows us to put off, yes, a nega, even on or, and now, now I look at Nige Batim and I say, well, looky, looky. Over there I'm allowed to put it off for Dvar HaRishos. Then it means already I'm allowed to put it off. That's the point. But Bekoin Talia Milzer. Look, if I only had the posse of Biyom HaRaot, you'd be right to say, okay, so Biyom HaRaot is Daf Yom Shom Mitzvah. But what I'm telling is like this. Look, we have two psukim. Let's say all it would have said was that, okay? That's what you're saying, basically. You need a Biyom HaRaot. You need Yom HaRaot. But let's say it only said Yom Erodpo, then I would have said like you're saying, Rava Mina, Lidvar Mitzvahin, Lidvar Rishut Lo. And that I would always be limited to putting off Riyas HaNega only for Tzorkin Mitzvah, the Regal or the Chosin. Therefore, Kasav Rachman of a Tzivah Kohen. Now, let's say it says Tzivah Kohen alone. I agree with you. Tzivah Kohen, how can I learn out? That's talking about Nigei Batim. How can I derive from Nigei Batim into Nigei Or? Kasav Rachman of a Tzivah Vamina Hanein. Because it's love to Tumin Agufe. But maybe Tumin Agufe in Okinami. Maybe he has to look at it. Ema Mirzechazile. But once I learn out that the Torah is telling me I could put off the Chizayon of the Tuma of Nige Or, so now, of course, I'm saying Eino Tzorich. Now, I'm not saying Eino Tzorich at all. Of course, it's true. I'm saying Eino Tzorich to learn out the bottom line of when it is I have a right to put off the Re'iyah. I don't need to go to the Ubayom. Once I know there is such a thing of Ubayom, it says V'tzivah Kohen Rupina Sabayit, which means that if it's inconvenient today, put it off to some other day. It doesn't have to necessarily be the Tzerech Mitzvah Tzericha. You can last. Rabbi Yudai Meir, Mistei Ailan Kedarka, Mistei Lovin Shaloi Kedarka, Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad Kedarka, Chofer Guma V'Toyla B'Mitzvah, Ketzad Shaloi Kedarka, Noit Shpud, Umake Bekardom, Umarade Adama Mitachteh. Tanya, either Rabbi Gamliel, maybe Aimer. Kishamra mistei lavan shaloka darka lo amra albistei lavan sbuchala year. Ava mistei lavan sbuchala stei ilan. Afilu kedarka. Shama yetsu mistei lavan. Meacharivo et ilanot. Umekarin et apritza b'moed ketsed mekarin. Rabbi Yosef b'mutzav daftem sitan atzar b'tzror. Veino tachbetit. Amra fish lo shana lo kota la gina, lo kota la chatzir bonen kedarko. Leima misayea le kota la gochel rishut rabin. Sotero bonen kedarko mipnei ha-sakana. Vahatam kediktoni taina. Mipnei ha-sakana. Oh, so if that's the case, so then, hatam nami listavelo livne. So then it's still all right. No, imkim mimni velo soter. So it's still mipnei ha-sakana. Ikeri amre toshma. Kotel akochel roshut rabin sotero bonen kedarko mibnei ha-sakana. Mashma only mibnei ha-sakana. But shalom mibnei ha-sakana lo. Aha. Leim et avet yuvter Rav Chisda. I'm lo chafisil, what I understand. There it's talking about being sotero. I never allowed you to be sotero, obviously, unless it's sakana. So there it's sotero bonen. I'm talking about bonen without sotero. I'm saying that that is okay. Om Rav Ashi. Masnis in amideka. They're telling b'shvid bonen kedarko. So explain to me where bonei kedarka the hecha the chutzir not chutzir tzricha lameima ela lav the gina laf agav the mirzik abandavin itirus lepeirin. Nonetheless, you can do that during shviyas, but we talk about the moed. The only thing that we asked was the gina. We never asked the chutzir shvamina. Rabbi Meir Omer Oina Tanegayim Laakela Velo Lachmir. V'chachamim Omerim Lo Laakela Velo Lachmir. Tani Rabbi Meir Omer Oina Tanegayim Laakela Velo Lachmir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Laakela Velo Lachmir. Shima Taniskako Laakel. V'nizakek Laav Lachmir. Omer Rabbi Nirin Dib Rabbi Meir B'muzgar. V'dib Rabbi Yossi B'muchlat. Omer Rav. B'tahor Kuli Amalo Pligi De Lo Chazile. Bezger Rishon Kuli Amalo Pligi De Chazile. Ki Pligi Bezger Sheni. Mar Savar Bekoin Talya Milta, Itar Amalei Tor Vitame Shatik, and therefore it's no harm done. Umar Savar, the Torah doesn't allow that, because it says the Taro Oletam Okti. Omar Mar, Omar Rebbe, here in the Rebbe Yesmi Muchlad, the Rebbe Meir Muskava, Tanya Ipcha. Mar Savar Tzavta the Alma Adiflei, Umar Savar Tzavta the Ishto Adiflei. So what do you mean? But then, so you're telling me Tzavta the Ishto Adiflei would be a reason to take him out of Hechlet, not to take him out of Hechlet, so maybe the Muchlad was Mutter, and only now it becomes also? Yeah, absolutely, that's what I mean. Vatanya. V'yashar michutzu lo shivat yamin, min she'yosu betash ramita, because he know all Ishto. Shem Aleichem Olam Shuvu Lachem Lo Aleichem. So Rebbe learned Shivat Yamim Yisperulo. Again, it's probably not the correct Yirsa. Shivat Yamim is Davke Yemei Sefiro Lo Yemei Chaluto. Whereas Rabbi Yudah said, well, I mean, if Shivat Yemei Sefiro was on his way to becoming completely Torah, so Kal Vachomer Yemei Chaluto. Von Rebbe Chia Danti Lifnei Rabbi Lamaditin Rabbeinu Yotam Lo Hayalo Luziyahu Ela Bimei Chaluto. Amarlo afani kachamarti. So the Ma'akam lifts. Give Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef a goli rachwan and meis firo. Koshkin and meichaluto. Ma'aser and ma'ade goli goli. Ma'ade lo goli lo goli. Lameimer the bekoin talya milt according to everybody. Absolutely. Vatanya. Uveyom era otpo. Yesh yom shataro ebo. Veyesh yom shiataro ebo. Mikan amru chatan shenolad bo nega. Nodim lo shiv'a yimei amishte, whether the nega is low, or whether it's lebeitor, or lechsuto, v'chein beregal. Nodim lo shivat yimei haregal. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Omer, why do you have to learn it from that pasuk? Hari Omer v'tziva koinu pinu et abayit. Im mamtinin lo ledvar reshut. The coach get a ledvar mitzvah. May binayu. Omer abayi mashmoh dorshinik binayu. Rav Omer, no. Dvar reshutik binayu. Rebbe Yehuda is saying that you can only learn it out of Yesh Yom Shataro Esh is limited to the mitzvah. Because what? You can tell me learn it from Mehatam, from Nigei Batim, Logam Rinan, the Chidushu. Because Eitzim Avane Biham are not Metami, Acha they are Metami. Whereas Rebbe says, I agree, you need both Tzokim, Yitzrich, because of Rachamana, Uviyome Raotbo, then you're right, and I would have thought like you. Avanina the Dvar Mitzvah in the Dvar Shud Lo, Kotav Rachamana Vitzivakoi. If we only had the Tzivakoin, I also would have thought like you, that Tzivakoin is Dafka, Hani'in, which are Nige Batim, because it's Laftum and Agufe. Batum and Agufe, perhaps you can't do this. Tzricha, but once you have the Tzricha, now you have the right to apply the din of one and the other, and therefore you can put it off, even Shalom the Tzarek.